Accession number 18215, Reel 5.
Mr. Rosetsky, Reel 5.
Now, so as I mentioned, that we definitely can say that Poland, when occupied by Russians, was never run by imposed so-called Polish government, but directives were direct from Moscow. In the army, in charge of any army, any regiment, there was always a Russian in Polish uniform. So any in the civil areas, productions, factories, there was always Russian who was completely in charge and deciding what to do. Now, we expected that to be, because I just happened that when I reached Tarnów again, so whatever they occupied, for instance, we had news, a factory. So first thing, they empty completely, whether it was machinery, raw materials, whatever. You could see, and you could see no one Russian truck going back to Siberia overloaded with Polish stuff, whatever it was. They robbed not only factories, but even people. So we had just a new life of democracy under Russian rule. And I don't wish anybody to experience that. Anyway, after the dissolution of my company, of course I returned home, and here it started again. People were disappearing, because the Russians and Polish Uber, they had so many spies, and I decided to move from my hometown to Katowice.
Is this 1945?
1945, yes. To Katowice. I can't give you a precise date, but it must have been early spring. Now, because I knew I wouldn't survive for long, because what has happened, that Leliva and other, and Jagoda, they were imprisoned. Now, another thing, you know that we had identity cards. So London Germans, they used to be called Kenkarta. Now, during the underground movement years, I had at least three false documents. We had very fantastic people, that they could do it in no time, just a photograph. So I have to go back, if you allow me, to the time before Action Buja, what I was doing. I believe that you have already on the tape that I had, there was either a spy or whatever, that my terrain has been completely halted. At least half of my people were arrested, because someone tortured and being close to the inspectorate staff. Probably he was in specific unit, so he had to know some people. He didn't know from me. That was actually my colleague. He was so tortured that he was leading them from place to place, showing where the people were. So I lost half a dozen of platoons, Polish placówka heads. They were all taken to concentration camp, never returned back to Poland. So naturally, there was a lull, and I had to disappear for some until we could rebuild back those units which lost chaps in charge. And Major Jagoda arranged what do you say, hiding place or whatever, where I could be safe and still carry on, near Dębica, where the Count Łubieński residence. So that was my spot. Now, and that was the in Sasów Woods, where one of the our men, but not from our district, from the Dębica Inspectorate, was what do you call it? People who run forestry. The chap was engineer who was looking after the woods. What would that be?
Forester.
And I was actually introduced to the German authority to be the lower rank forester, controlling the area, and also my task was also to choose woods which could be cut down to be used for the trenches, which were built by Todt organization. Can you imagine what people were doing, having not many trees in own, say, small farms? They were cutting them down and hiding them. So I was so lenient that if I fulfilled 5% of what I was supposed to, that was all. So I was having good cover as being a forester, so I could practically travel anywhere. And I already was hunted by Gestapo. So my tactic was even to visit my area, not only at nights, but even daytime, because I relied on the speed of my bike. So if anybody reported me to Gestapo in Tarnów, by the time they started searching for me, I was away. And even intentionally, to mislead them where I was operating, I was showing up to some people who I expected to be German spies. That was very good tactic. So, and there I experienced seeing the V-bomb tested from then, which I didn't know what was that. And I argued with Dr. Galinski because he thought it was V-1, and I said that was V, which was launched from the platform.
Yes.
So, and so the rest of story, so you remember from our terrain that parts of V-bomb was sent to England, and not only that, but we received some couriers were sent back to England that was taking part in all the three bridges. Now it came time then when after I moved from Tarnów to Katowice, I took a job in district government under false name. Now, can you imagine? Now, it didn't last long. Suddenly, people were disappearing. They were leaving the office. Two men appeared, one left, right. Gone.
Was this the NKVD?
Which means that the Russian system spying system, which was perfect in Russia, was immediately imposed in Poland. So every house had a chap reporting to UBE, Polish UBE, Polish equivalent to NKVD. So practically, you could expect any time to be picked up. And it did happen. They were just coming to arrest me, and I was warned about. Then I made a dash to Częstochowa, where that forestry engineer established himself. So I stayed there for a short time. Then I came back to Krakow. And then what to do? Because I never returned to my true name. And I was the only one in the inspectorate who never came to true name. So I had no choice. So I decided to leave the country. Now, in that respect, helped me Major Marek, pseudonym Jagoda, deputy of Musiałek Łowicki Mirosław, head of inspectorate, through Cieszyn to Czechoslovakia. Now, so another officer named Maciejko, look, also wanted to go with me. So I prepared myself, rucksack, a book of English, and so we reached Cieszyn, and we were supposed to be met by someone who would take us to Czechoslovakia. Unfortunately, this didn't happen. So in my desperation, I had to find a trick how to get to, because I knew that the other point in Czechoslovakia was in Prague, in Hotel Astoria. Countess Teodorowicz, Polish captain Walter, which was sending Poles back to our country, collected anywhere. And another engineer, the name I don't remember. So we have no contact. Luckily, I had a bottle of vodka. Now I went to the chap who was in charge of security on Polish side. My luck, he was already a little bit drunk. Now, and I say, can you give me a pass for about 3 days? Because I have no means to live on, to bring some goods. And I was just twisting the bottle in my pocket, showing part of it. Well, he said, of course. Now he picked up a piece of paper, which was not even square, scribbled something. I couldn't read it, because it was supposed to English. But he got, in the meantime, the bottle. Now we went through the bridge in Cieszyn, leading to Czechoslovakia. When I showed the other security unit, they couldn't make sense of that. But eventually, because there was already business going on both sides, so they just simply shaked over and let us go. Now, luckily, I learned where we were supposed to be sent to the West from. So I remembered Hotel Astoria. I remember the name of the Countess Teodorowicz. I didn't know about the others. So, and we found them. We stayed in that hotel about three days. And I believe that those three, they were not only helping people west, but they were helping themselves doing business with two sides, including Captain Walter, who was already working for Polish regime. So Captain Walter decided to take us to to the point to cross to the west. And in his own car, military car, two of us, he took us to Karlov. But I will say later what was Karlov. But in the meantime, we were saying anything against Polish regime, about communism and so on, not aware that he was already in it. Can you imagine? So he kept quiet. So probably to punish us, he put us in the camp in Karlov, from guarded by Czechs under with rifles and so on, from which they were sending consignments by train to Poland. So you remember, first escape from Russians, second from Germans. So this is set from the from Poland, the force coming. Now again, what shall we do? Again, my the same tactic. I asked, I wanted to see the head of the camp, which I expected should be Poles, otherwise how could he speak to people? And I found one, and it was actually deputy. Again, my luck, he was drunk. And I said to him, look, could you take us from this camp, because I know there's a ready train going back soon, and we would rather prefer to rush back to Poland. And he said yes. My goodness gracious me, that was another luck. So the moment he left us alone, I knew there was English consulate in Pilsno. I decided to seek help there. My English was very poor, but I could really pass quite few things, you know. I reported there, and would you believe I was seen by Consul General. Now, I gave him details, my rank, my pseudonym, what I did, that on my terrain there was a bunker with radio, that in our terrain three bridges took place. Everything agreed. He must have had a good knowledge about something like that. Because without any other questions, he said he will help us putting us on a goods train, which will be empty, passing the zones, you know, the west and east. We had to lay on the floor, and then you're on your own. And so it happened like that. Then we reached Monachium.
Where?
Monachium, when the Wolna Europa radio operated, you know, for years, passing news during those 50 years. München. Monachium, German town in north. And there was like a market. Some people saying go back to Poland, some going don't go, because they were already sympathizers for communist idea, including my well-known at that time Captain Paszkowski, who later became general in charge of Polish Air Force. Actually, he was married. He's married to my wife's cousin. So here you have. So he and Kropieska, they were the leading persons who were trying to convince people to join Poland. Where he got this idea about communists? Probably in the officers' camp, because he was in during the war in officers' camp. During five years, you know, German occupation. Anyway, we decided right away we're going to Murnau, whereas was officer camp from which people were sent to Second Corps in Italy. So without any delay, we reached, I had some money. Luckily, I don't know what kind of money, Polish or German. Anyway, that money was accepted to pay for the ticket. So it's that colleague of mine, Second Lieutenant Maciejko, we boarded the train and found ourselves in Murnau. Not very far was the Hitler's, you know, the Berchtesgaden, you know, villa. So you could see it. You could see it from there. Anyway, I met some Polish underground movement representatives who were interrogating any incoming people to that camp, free, of course. So again, I gave all my details. Within 2 weeks, I was in Italy, taken to San Giorgio near Ancona, where I was waiting for 1 year, for a few months for my fate. And I was then sent to 7th Battalion of 3rd Division of anyway, so that was my luck, and I had been deputy head of force company. This was, and being in Italy, these were my best year in my life. Can you imagine in Italy? So there was not much to do, keeping soldiers busy, guarding depots of Allied depots of anything, from cars, tires, weapons. Apart from that, nothing more to do. Eventually, I was sent with a detachment to Salerno, south of Italy, to guard another depot there. And again, my lucky chance, because I was able to be every week in Naples opera. So I visited Capri, Pompeii, Rome, and truly that was the best year in my life.
1946. Could I just go back to the Russian occupation of Poland? After the Germans had been driven out.
Yes.
How did the NKVD, or the UB, how did it compare in its operations and efficiency with the German Gestapo?
I personally would say even better. Better. Now, before they entered Poland, they were so well prepared. They had lists for each part of Poland, of people dangerous for the system, to the system. Practically, all intelligent people were dangerous to them. So that was just simple as that. Others, now, also, they didn't like landowners because they are bourgeois. So naturally, they were arrested right away. Then the propaganda was fed from the loudspeakers in every corner, every square, and written slogans, you know, how good communism is and so on. Now, and the system was so perfect that up to individual houses, there was always someone who had to spy on the residents, there were even old family, and they report to the UB or NKVD. Of course, you know, so UB was just an arm of NKVD. So there was no chance for anybody not to be on a file where they knew everything about every person. That was the most horrific system ever. And Polish UB cooperated with them. By orders, so any member of Polish Hungarian was right from the start enemy. So UB was cooperating. So I believe that we reckon now that UB killed about 200,000 people from Polish Hungarian movement. Probably this is a big exaggeration. I might be false, but a lot of them. Because these were people. Now, once you involved in that net of UB or whatever, you have no chance to do anything else except what you were told. Because they were also scared. Mind you, even those members of the government and other departments in towns and so on, they were never sure of own positions. Look what happened in Russia. Khrushchev killed Beria. So even people close to Stalin, they were never sure how they could survive. It was a simple, terrible system based also on false accusation. Supposing that they appointed you as an agent on whether in Russia or Poland, you had to report something. If you didn't report anything, you were not good. So you were imprisoned because you were not doing right good. So suddenly a system was that everyone working for IRGA was accusing someone, even dearest close friends, because they were scared of own life. So it was really a hell to live under Russians. I almost was caught in Krakow. Where I was temporarily, I went to the theater, and suddenly, leaving the theater, we found NKVD checking everyone leaving the theater. They looked at you if you're a young man on the side, and then interrogation. And as I say, if you are intelligent, that was good enough that you were against communists.
They assumed you were against them.
They presumed that, but the system was slightly different. Germans, if they arrest you, by Gestapo, naturally was always tortured. Tortured in such a way that some people couldn't simply stand it. They give up.